technically a city is like everything in the Bay Area in the North Bay. Like East Bay, South Bay, real cities. Although the only one that is the city is San Francisco, even though San Francisco is smaller than most of the other ones. But at least where I am, if you say I'm going to the city, you mean San Francisco. You don't mean Oakland. You don't mean Berkeley. You don't mean San Jose, which is larger than San Francisco by quite a bit, actually. But the city, the most city-like city, I guess, and the most famous, so it gets called the city, is San Francisco. Well, but all of the cities around here. There was a there's a sort of new site that's making the rounds in Marin County, which is where I am, called Marin Lately. It even got, it got written up in the New York Times. It's a like site like The Onion. It's a news parody. Just nice. Of the sort of ridiculous liberal affluent bubble that is Marin County. I have to find just a couple of the headlines here. Some of the details make more sense if you are from here, but let's see. Town of Fairfax to reincorporate as polycule. That is the hippie holdout town. Green Bray passed through on way to somewhere else. I do that every day to go to work. I never do anything else there. let's see. Every town in Marin, now affluent enclave, major milestone for county formerly beset by stubborn pockets of affordability. San Anselmo father and son survive harrowing visit to downtown San Rafael. Downtown San Rafael is perfectly fine, but it got hit a little harder by COVID. And also, if you're going to run into an unhoused person in Marin, that's probably where you're going to find them. So, but like, my husband works in downtown San Rafael. It's a perfectly fine place. so that's been the latest local, the closest we have to local news, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, Worcester's like trying real hard to be a real city. Like they're trying. I appreciate it. Like they're definitely like they got the Pawtucket Red Sox moved to Worcester, and that helped a lot because now they have like a baseball stadium in town. And apparently it's like one of the most successful minor league clubs in the country. But like Main Street is like two blocks. That's it. And there's like when I went to the Command Fest, and I mean, that was at the DCU Center, which was like in the middle of like the heart of the city. And like, we had to walk a ways to find someplace to eat. Like it wasn't anything nearby. I mean, I guess there was Uno's technically, but we didn't really want to, like I said, there wasn't anything to eat nearby. yeah. And it's, you know, it's just like, you're driving it's basically like a big suburb with slightly taller buildings. It's kind of what it is, which is nice. I mean, it's better than, you know, an actual like, you know, city, but it's also just kind of like, okay, I drove two blocks and now I'm out of the actual like part that looks like a city and I'm back into just suburbs again. Okay.
How far are you from Boston?
From Boston? About an hour.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're not like,
yeah,
oh, we're a suburb of Boston range.
No, I mean, yeah, half of Massachusetts is a suburb of Boston, but we're far enough, sure, out.
Yeah,
that small. We're not. We're not there. Yeah, it's and like we don't get into Boston as much as I would like to, despite the fact that I work, you know, right on the outskirts of Boston. But it's like not, yeah, anywhere that's like really easily accessible. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where I live is like in some cities, like if Cleveland, if the county that Cleveland is in were called Cleveland County, right? Like I would say that I'm in the city, if that makes sense, right? Like Philadelphia is in Philadelphia County. Cleveland is in Cuyahoga County. I'm in Cuyahoga County. I'm not in the city of Cleveland, right? Like, It's sort of weird. But like Shaker Heights, Cleveland Heights are inner ring suburbs. Also East Cleveland, which, you know, really got screwed over. But East Cleveland used to be Millionaire's Row, like Rockefeller and all these other mansions, and then White Flight, and it was just allowed to deteriorate.
Yeah.
But in general, I mean, Shaker Heights has been doing some pretty cool stuff in terms of adding some density, right? I live on the side of the tracks that is not single family housing, right? There's like, mm-hmm. You can see the divide on Zillow. It's like, oh, over here is single family housing and over here is not. and it's very obvious. They've been adding more in sort of the quote downtown area, in terms of like some more kind of nice apartment buildings, more like shops and stuff to go to. And yeah. So that's been really cool to see.
That's what Worcester's been doing too. Yeah. It's basically like they got the ballpark, and now like everything around there is like, well, it's probably, gentrifying is probably the right thing to call it, but it's also like, I remember going to that area. Like we used to go, there was like a chicken place that we used to go, and like we'd have to park in like a parking lot that was basically like a dirt mound. That was across the street from it in order to be able to get in there. And it was like kind of scary. And now it's not at all scary in that area anymore. And there's like a lot of just kind of stuff popping up all over the place. And, you know, it's a little bit nicer, but, and they've got, you know, now the nice apartment buildings are starting to come up and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's good. It's good for the city, but yeah.
Yeah, I feel like more places are, even if they're not like going full strong towns, more places are saying like, hey, we need more tax base.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just be spread out like this.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm in like one of the few little clusters of apartment buildings in the particular town that I live in. There's like the really rich part of this town. And then there's like the little like cluster where I am. But, you know, I say apartment building, it's like three stories tall. Like they're little, right? They're not super big. There are some bigger ones in some other parts of the county, but it's very, it's beautiful. It hasn't changed a lot in a long time. That has its benefits, and it also has its drawbacks in that like other areas have more housing now, although you can go quite a ways north of San Francisco and it like costs the same amount to get a house. It's crazy. Like we know we can't afford a house, but we looked anyway just to see, right? And we were like, it gets a little more affordable if you go really far from the city, but like less than we thought for the same kind of house. Might be different if you're looking at like really expensive housing stock, which we obviously or not, like, but anyway,
yeah.
Then it might have more of a premium to be closer to the city or in the city or just in Marin, but I don't know.
I mean, that's what happened with us. We just kept going west until we found something that we could sort of afford, and then we stayed here. Like, that's basically what happened. Like, we started close to the city and just kept going further and further west until the prices came down enough, but yeah.
We might eventually either try to have enough money that we can keep my mom's house eventually, hopefully eventually. although I'd have to work that out with my brother, or maybe move a fair bit north, but we don't work there. So yeah, anyway, that's like, but there's some cute towns up further north. there's some like just sort of suburb sprawl, and then there's some actual like cute towns. So
yeah. Yeah, this card show that we went to on Saturday it's in an old abandoned, like a lot of the buildings in some of these towns are just like industrial era factories that have been abandoned and then turned into either apartment buildings or office buildings or like shopping malls. So it was like this little like artist's gallery type thing. Where I guess there's like a little Pokemon shop that's in there that was kind of hosting it. And then they had like a whole bunch of like these little rooms that were just like these little artist shops. Most of them were closed. And then they had tables down the middle and just had people there. And you know, my daughter's like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, this is like half the buildings down here. Cause like they have a lot of these factory towns. Like they just have to do something with the buildings and they can't really knock them. I mean, I guess they could knock them down. But they're perfectly good, like good brick buildings that still stand up, and you know, they just like redo the inside and then turn it into anything else. And generally,
that's
kind
of cool for the character, as long as it's, you know, they do a nice job on the inside.
Yeah, they generally do. Like, there's like a place near one of the offices that I don't usually work out of. That's like, oh yeah, we just take one of them and just turned it all into luxury apartments. Basically, like gutted the whole inside, replaced all like the little, you know, like the little windows that are like, you know, like one by one, like the, because they made the panes really small back then, so that when somebody inevitably like threw something through it, then you could just replace it cheaply. So they replaced those with like, you know, energy efficient windows, and they go through and they make all the inside nice. I don't know who would be willing to be like the first one to move in, because that would seem real creepy to just be like the only one in this giant old abandoned building that one unit had been remade into a luxury unit. But you know, it's got character. It's different. You know, it's something you wouldn't necessarily like, you know, have a living experience like that. Just like, you know, getting a regular house somewhere. So
yeah, there's honestly something to be said for that. Having a place with a little bit of character. My mother-in-law's house has a lot of character to it, but we would not keep that house because it is way far from anything and there isn't good internet. But but it is a great little house. Also, there's like 5 or 6 people with claims on it, so like no way is one person. Only one of them who was not us could maybe buy the other ones out.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think she will. So anyway, but it is cute. It's the town where I got married in it. It's gorgeous. It's right on the coast, and the main problem with that town is that it's been taken over by Airbnb, and like nobody lives there anymore. It's just all Airbnbs.
What happens to those like scenic areas, right? Like if people aren't actually like living there, then you know, that's what happens, unfortunately. It's a lot of that stuff gets bought out.
Yeah. She was upset when we came up because she had like literally right before we came up, she had just found out that her best friends who live in the town were gonna be moving south, and not super far, but like, and by not super far I mean like a 2 hours drive, which for where she is, it's the kind of place where it's like, oh yeah, you're just used to driving an hour to get anywhere, you know. But yeah, she was sad because they are her best friends in the town, and I would be sad as well. But the people have just kind of been trickling out, and then people buying up their houses to use as Airbnbs, which was handy when I had a wedding there, but otherwise and we kind of single-handedly brought you know, there was a cute little non-denominational church that my mom just like totally killed herself renovating, and it's a cute little hotel but did a great job with the reception. But yeah, it's It's not so touristy, though, that it doesn't have any character to it, at least not yet. It's still kind of funky, small town. Like, there are areas up there that are gorgeous, but just, like, tourist traps. Like, there is no character left. It has all been smoothed out. Every rough edge has been smoothed out.